Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you that we celebrate your birthday today. And Lord, we pray as we consider your word to us that we will take in what it actually means, why you came to this earth. And we pray this in your name. Amen. A student called his teacher. He's sorry he can't get to the exam today because Grandma Beck has just died. Sadly for the student, his teacher was having coffee that minute with an old friend, Grandma Beck. Well, we humans are great at making excuses, aren't we? I was tired. I was hungry. I was thirsty. I was crook. I wasn't listening because I had something on my mind. I was angry and upset, so I hit out without thinking. Do you remember what it was like to be sent to the principal's office? Some of us perhaps more so than others. But when that happened, you wanted someone to be with you, didn't you? Someone like a caring friend or a parent. When you're in trouble, you want someone who understands. Someone who knows how you felt. Someone who will explain your side of the story, why you did what you should not have done. Well, Jesus is that person. He knows how we feel. He knows why we do things that we should not have done. He knows how we feel because he felt the same way. He felt everything that we feel. As the reading said, God's children are people with human bodies, and so Jesus became human like us. Because Jesus was human, fully human, he was like us in every way. So Jesus was tired. Jesus got hungry and thirsty. He felt crook. He even got angry. He wept. Now in the movies, there are two kinds of hero, aren't there? There's the one with invincible powers. And there's another kind. The hero who looks weak and helpless. That to everyone's surprise, when all hope is lost, suddenly there's nobody bravely comes to the rescue. Well, Jesus is that second type, the one who is weak, even helpless. Yes, Jesus is God, but he's the God who became human. He put aside all that was God in him so that he could become fully human. And being human, he was weak. And there is nothing as weak, as helpless, as a human baby. Foals can walk and run within hours of birth. Baby snakes can bite. But a human baby can do nothing except cry. And so Jesus wet his nappy. He cried when he hit his finger. And there were lots of things he did not know. He had to ask people. Why did Jesus become human? Why did God become man? Now this is where Jesus comes out as the real superhero. In fact, the superhero to beat all superheroes. Have you noticed something about superheroes? Every one of them has an enemy. Otherwise, what's the point of being a superhero? You know, a superhero without an enemy would have to line up in the unemployment queue. Well, Jesus defeated the greatest of enemies, the greatest enemy of mankind. And as a weak man, he defeated them. Three of them, in fact. The ultimate axis of evil, death, the devil, and sin. Jesus destroyed them. Again, we read, Jesus died as a man. He died to destroy the devil. The devil had the power of death, but Jesus destroyed his power. So the devil is the one with the power of death. And Jesus destroyed both the devil and death by his own death. Only by dying as a man could Jesus set us free. All our lives we have been slaves because we're afraid of dying. But Jesus has set us free from this fear. We humans live our whole lives afraid of death because of sin. We feel guilty because of our sin, and that makes us afraid of death. But let's look at what sin is. Most people do not understand what sin is. Can I say sin is not killing or stealing? That might seem odd, but sin is actually much deeper than these things, much more serious than killing or stealing. Sin is turning away from God. Sin is going my way and not God's way. You know those RoboVax? Our daughter has one. You just turn it on and it cleans the whole house using sensors. It's doing what it was made to do. But imagine I bought a new one, you know, with artificial intelligence. Now, I'm probably wrong here. I've got no idea what artificial intelligence does. But imagine it, instead of doing what it was made to do, it had its own ideas. It decided that the outdoor life was the life for it. So it headed straight out the front door and vacuumed the garden instead. Well, not only would it be totally useless for cleaning my house, but it's destroying my garden too. So it's only good for the rubbish bin. Well, God made me. He has a plan for my life. When I do not follow him, but go my own way, I'm like that useless RoboVac. When I don't follow God, my whole life is going the wrong way. Is that you? Is your life going the right way, following God? Or are you going the wrong way? You might think you're doing some good. You might think you're a good person. But if you're not following your Maker, then you're fooling yourself, friends. You need to stop and turn around. The Bible calls that repenting. You need to turn around and follow God. Death. If my RoboVac rebels and goes its own way, I get angry. God is angry with us for going our own way. God is our judge, but if we reject God, then he will reject us. God gave us the gift of life. But if we insist on living our lives our own way, well, God will take away his gift of life. Death is the penalty for our sin. Sorry to be talking about this on Christmas Day, but it's a dismal future, a dismal subject for Christmas, because our future is certain, and that future looks hopeless, because we will all die. When we come before God, we will have nothing. If we've not followed God's way, we'll have nothing in our favour when we meet him as our judge. And we have not followed God's way, not one of us. There is only one man in history who can claim to have done this. Only one man in history who all his life has followed God, and that man is Jesus. Jesus never sinned. And Jesus died. Jesus was not afraid of death. Of dying, yes, but of death, no. Jesus had no fear of death because he knew that God accepted him. Jesus, in fact, is the only man to have died with no reason to fear death. Jesus came to earth as a human baby in order to die. That was his mission in life. To come to die so that he would destroy death. Only by dying as a man could Jesus set us free. All our lives we have been slaves because we're afraid of dying, but Jesus has set us free from this fear. There is a problem with this, of course, and that is, in case you haven't noticed, we are still dying. Well, the Bible talks about a second death, and it's the second death that you really need to worry about. To To reject Jesus and God means that all hope is cut off. It means that we face that second death. And death is nothing like it's painted in those funny cartoons, because in death we will lose everything connected with that gift of life that God has given us. So just think about it. We'll lose our ability to think, to see, to hear, to feel. We'll have an eternity without God, without life, without peace or love or hope. But Jesus destroyed this second death. And he offers us the gift of eternal life. How did he do this? He achieved it on the cross. And on the cross, Jesus did something that was completely unexpected. Not only did he step into our shoes, not only did he become a man, he became one with us, warts and all. Not only does he know how we feel in our human weakness, but he also took on our sin, and he took on the penalty for that sin in death. So he died in my place. He died in your place. Tom Sawyer came into class before school had begun. Becky Thatcher was standing at her teacher's desk. She'd just stolen a glance at the teacher's favourite book. She jumped at Tom's sudden arrival and accidentally ripped the front page. Later that day, the teacher took out his favourite book. He saw the tear immediately. His face turned red with rage. "Who tore this book?" he demanded. Every eye looked down. Every face he searched for signs of guilt. One by one he asked them, "Benjamin Rogers, did you tear this book? Jimmy James, did you tear this book?" Finally, he came to Becky. "Becky Thatcher, look at me. Did you tear this book?" Becky was white with terror. Never before had she been in trouble. Never before had she been punished in class. And then suddenly, Tom Sawyer stood up. "I done it!" he cried. And Tom, though he was innocent for once, he took the punishment. Jesus took the punishment that we all deserve. He, the innocent one, was punished so that we, the guilty ones, could go free. Jesus had to be made like us in every way. For us, he became God's servant, God's most important priest. He died so that God could forgive us for our sins. Now, a priest offers sacrifices to God for the sins of the people. Jesus offered himself as a sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. No one else in history has saved us from sin and death. No one else could do this. Not Gandhi, not Muhammad, not Buddha, not even Taylor Swift. It had to be Jesus. Only Jesus could have done this. Only Jesus did do this. For Jesus is unique in being both God and man. And it was essential for Jesus to be both God and man. So death is the penalty for sin. And so Jesus had to be human to die. Angels and gods don't feel pain. Gods don't die. But as a man, Jesus stood in our shoes. He died a real death with all the pain and suffering that comes with that. And yet he was innocent and so conquered that grave, rose from death. As God, Jesus took the penalty that he, along with the Father and the Spirit, demanded. The penalty of death for our rebellion against him. So Jesus was not some hapless victim of a vengeful father. No, Jesus was part of the Trinity. The Trinity, and so he was sent by that Trinity to take the wrath for us. So God forgave the sin against himself by taking that punishment on himself in the person of his Son. To get someone else to take that punishment would just not have been right. So Jesus came as a baby so that this great rescue plan could be set in place. This is what Christmas Day is really about. Jesus, God and man, who came to destroy sin, the devil and death. Jesus, who would destroy death by dying as Mary's son. Can we pray? Thank you, Father, that you loved us, we who have been rebels and enemies to you. Thank you that you, Lord, loved us so much that you sent your own and beloved Son. You sent him as a baby to live as one of us and to die for us. He died for the sins of the whole world. Help us, Lord, to follow him today and forevermore. In his name, amen.